I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 793, Practicing Death. A couple of days ago, the podcast was about accepting our own vulnerability. Well, today, let's take vulnerability to its ultimate conclusion, death, our death. I've alluded to this ancient concept when we were looking at Tish Harrison Warren's book, Prayer in the Night, but I want us to dig deeper. Let's talk about how we practice death, every one of us, every day. This podcast, T2G, is all about the two greatest commandments, loving God and others, knowing that life is short. We got to take advantage of it while life is here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul lays out the fragility of life. He says we are jars of clay, and in these jars of clay, we carry with us the good news of Jesus. And then he gives a list of troubles that we all face. He says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. And then after that list, he gives this kind of strange line. He writes, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake. Well, most of us aren't facing the trials and troubles that Paul did, but still, all of us are practicing death every day. How do we do that, you ask? The answer is in one word, sleep. This ancient idea is not new. Homer calls sleep death's little brother. Lydia Netzer wrote, sleep is a shallow death we practice every night. All right, think about it. When you sleep, you are 100% vulnerable. You lose consciousness to the world. You aren't struggling or engaging in this life, but you give yourself to it, believing fully that you will wake again to a many new life of a new day. The resurgence of the Latin phrase, memento mori, remember your death, is thanks in large part to a tweeting nun called the Media Nun with the Daughters of St. Paul, who has been recording via tweets what it's like to have a plastic skull sitting on her desk. Now, I've mentioned the plastic skull on the desk before, and while I'm not suggesting that we all order one on Amazon, yes, you can do that, I checked, I am suggesting that we see our nighttime of sleep as one more way that we practice trusting God. Because God never sleeps, we do. He runs the world, we don't. He promises a new day, a new tomorrow, a new world. And every time we go to sleep and wake again, it's a tiny practice for the ultimate morning to come. Therefore, for the saint, death isn't something to be feared, but welcomed and embraced like a sibling. Gilbo said, recalling the words of St. Francis, who once wrote in his Canticle of the Sun, praised to you, my Lord, through Sister Death, from whom no one living can escape. Woe to those who die in mortal sin. Blessed are they she finds doing your will. You know, preparing for death is a spiritual practice. It is something to be taken seriously. It's something that we can't do in a short amount of time. We do it over time every day. We can't just study it and dissect it. It's part of the daily rhythm and the activity of our life. It is about the constant process of letting go and letting God, as the bumper sticker said. Here's the great question. Have you ever thought about sleep as practicing death before? Maybe not. The better question then is, well, does that scare you or comfort you? And why is that? Let's pray this prayer from Tim Keller. Lord, as I lay down in sleep to safely wake again only by your grace, keep me in a joyful, lively remembrance that whatever happens, I will someday know my final rising, the resurrection, because Jesus Christ lay down in death for me and rose for my justification. In his name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 794. In the meantime, maybe we can sum it all up with this simple and direct text from Psalm 3, verse 5, where the psalmist writes, I lie down, sleep, and wake up because the Lord helps me. Tonight, podcast family, as you prepare for bed, See it as a spiritual practice, thanking God for the day that you just lived and laying down your head in trust of the day yet to come. Because in Christ, it's okay. We're all practicing death.